Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, singer, songwriter Maluma. How are you, man?
Fine, bro. Fine. Very, very excited for what's happening right now here in LA and all the states. Feeling really good.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to have you in here. And here in the states, some people are calling you the Latino Justin Bieber. So what do you think of that comparison?
Well, I think it's not bad because Justin Bieber is a great musician. He's a great singer, composer, drummer. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I have my own sense, but yeah, I think that he's a great artist. So I'm not feeling bad about it.
I would compare you more to like a Latino Drake.
Yeah, it would be much better.
Yeah, much better. I like it. We just had Ricky Martin in here, and your collab with him, man, has 700 million views on YouTube. That's incredible. Is unbelievable. It really is incredible. How'd you guys get together? How'd you hook up?
Well, that was crazy. It was in Mexico when I received a phone call from a record label, Sony Music, telling me that Ricky Martin, he wanted me in his new record, in his new single, Vente Pa' Acá. Then they sent me the song, but they sent me the English version of the song.
Really?
Then we changed the lyrics, I composed my thing, and they have Vente Pa' Acá. It's a smash, and it's doing very, 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 very good in Latin market and also in the English market.
Well, yeah, and it's got to be all over the world, too, that many billions of views. Vente Pa' Acá, in case you're not familiar with it, it's like, get over here.
Yeah, so he tells come someone, here, please.
Come here. Come over here, please. Your second album is titled Pretty Boy, Dirty Boy. Are you a little bit of both? Does one side kind of take over more? Or how'd you come up with that title?
I think it's like half and a half. I mean, you have to be pretty. You have to be special. I say pretty because I think that romanticism is something like that, you know? And the dirty boy is something like, you know, kind of, how do you say it? Like a kind of spicy, something
there you
like
go.
That. Yeah, something like spicy. So it's the pretty side and the dirty side. And I was working in the studio in this kind of music. So that's why I called, and that's why I named my album Pretty Boy, Dirty Boy.
Well, you obviously have dominated the Latin charts. Are you looking to bring your sound to mainstream pop? Is this a market you really want to get into now?
Yeah. That's why I'm promoting my music. That's why I'm here promoting my career and everything, what's happening with my life and my music. Right now I'm spending a lot of time, a lot of hours in the studio and trying to do this crossover thing, you know, trying to keep my Latin world, but also trying to give some English versions of my songs to the English world. So yeah, I'm trying to do this thing. That's why I'm working here. I'm almost leaving the States and traveling around the world too when I'm touring.
Do you think this you can do like a Spanglish version of the song? Is the States ready for that? Like half in English and Spanish, or does it have to be one or the other?
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's the key, you know, because I'm trying to find that balance. It's difficult, you know, because the chorus, because if I think to do Chantaje, that's the song that I have with Shakira in English, I say that I cannot change the chorus, the hook, because it's very catchy, you know.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to find that line, that balance. But absolutely, I'm working for that, and I think that we're going to make it.
How did you get into it? Were you always into music? Is it something you fell into?
Well, I used to play soccer when I was a child. I was playing soccer for 8 or 9 years, almost to be professional. And then I found out that my thing was the music, because I started composing my own songs. I was started writing a lot of songs. So I went to the studio, spent a lot of time in the studio. And then I decided to be a musician, you know, to
focus
start
on that.
Yeah, to start doing and focusing on this career. That thanks God it wasn't a bad choice.
Right, so far so good.
Yeah.
And the name Maluma, is that something that to just go with one name? Whose decision was that?
Well, when I started doing music, when I went to the studio for the first time, I had to find this name, you know, and it was difficult for me because my name is long, and there is already a Juan Luis. That is Juan Luis Guerra in the Latin world, Juan Luis Guerra, and my name is Juan Luis, so I can't be Juan Luis too. So I started thinking in how it's gonna be. And finally, I found that the first letters of my family, my mom's two first letters are Margi, M-A. My dad's is Luis, L-U, and my sister is Manuela, M-A. So then I found out that if I keep together these six letters, it was going to be Maluma. So then I decided to do my first tattoo, and it was Maluma, and everybody started calling me Maluma. And that was crazy. Then I found out that it had to be the name.
It stuck.
Yeah.
It stuck, all
Maluma,
right.
Maluma, yeah.
Just like a Latino with the family all in one right there.
Yeah,
nice.
So Latino, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you're huge on social media, man. So what's your secret right there? Do you like to interact with fans a lot? Do you like to be on it?
Yeah, for sure. I want to be real. You know, I want to keep in touch with my fans. That's why I'm posting the whole day. I mean, I can do almost 6 or 7 posts in a day per day for showing my life, showing my day per day. And I think that's the key, be connected to my fans and to my crowd.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll make a post if I'm lucky.
Yeah,
Maluma
course.
And Mario. Come on, Maluma.
Let's do it right now.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to do it yeah, right now, because I'm going to get one too. What, do you have a favorite? Okay, look at it.
Let's go. Here we're live, Mario, with the whole crew.
What's up, the whole crew? Hey, we got it. I'm with Mario Maluma
we're,
post.
We're live. There
Let's
you go.
Do it. We did it. All right, I'm going to get a pick too. So what's in store next, man? Are you planning to get back in the studio or?
Yeah, right now I'm working a lot. I was in Miami meeting a lot of great American composers, producers too. I've been working with the same producer for 7, 8 years, the ones who made Chantaje, Borro Cassette, and almost all the hits. But right now I'm trying to look for more like American sound, you know. But the thing that I said is that I don't want to, I want to keep this Latin world, so I'm trying to find the right sound and the right lyrics to make it happen.
Very good, man. Very good. And excuse me, do you still ever play soccer to stay in shape?
I love to play soccer. That's one of my passions. And when I have the time, I go to Colombia and I do it with my friends, because touring is difficult.
Yeah, touring is difficult. Yeah. How do you stay in shape when you're on the road?
Well, I love to work out. I'm touring with my personal trainer.
That helps.
That's awesome to have him with me, and he dedicates a lot of time of his time in me and doing the workout and my diet, my nutrition, and that's something that I appreciate, because he left a lot of things behind to go on touring with me.
Oh, I bet he's having a good time too, though.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Yeah, I bet. All right, I want to put you on the spot, man. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, my God, I don't know.
It don't have to be that quick. Take your time.
All right. El Cantante, Héctor Lavoe. That's my favorite song. Yeah, I'm very, very, I'm a huge fan of Héctor Lavoe.
Nice. Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wait, do you watch that, really?
Yeah, I do it. No,
really?
For real, yeah.
Is it big in Colombia? Is what? It big in Colombia as a public?
It's huge.
Wow, America, that's amazing.
Around the world, like, around, that's what around. They think America is.
Wow. Wait, well, why do you watch it, though?
I'm in love with Kendall.
With Kendall? Okay, yeah. Well, you got good taste, at least.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you're going to be in love with any of them. She's not technically a Kardashian, but that's cool. That's cool. That's good to know. Have you met her yet?
No, never before. I want to meet her, yeah.
She ain't going to be able to handle you, player. But I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do right there.
You have to help me, bro.
I like playing you have Cupid to put right there. I'm going to live through you on that one. All right. Who's your celebrity crush growing up? Because right now we know it's Kendall
Sofia
Jenner.
Sofia Vergara, yeah. For sure, yeah. She's one of my crushes.
She's been fine for a long time. That's right.
Yeah.
Time travel destination, like you can go back in any era.
Well, I'm in love with the salsa genre. You know, that's very, very important for me. So I would to go back to this time where all these biggest stars of salsa, when they went to Colombia to a big concert, like a Fania All-Star concert. Mm-hmm. It was really, really big in Colombia. I didn't have the time or the chance to go because it was before I was born.
Right.
So that was crazy. I want to go back.
Nice. How old are you now?
23,
man. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. Look, who plays you in your life story?
Who plays you in my life story? What do you mean? Sorry.
Like what actor? Like, is there an actor
All
or somebody?
Right, perfect. James Bond.
That's okay. I like that answer. We could have James Bond play you. But like if there's an actor out there that you like, that you say, hey, that guy can play me, like, you know, Tom Cruise or something.
All right, got it. Yeah. Wow, that's difficult. That's a difficult question because I don't like to compare with an actor, but maybe Tom Cruise, yeah. Maybe Tom Cruise is...
Tom Cruise can play,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
a
yeah,
young
yeah.
Tom Cruise right there. I like it. I dig it. Well, hey, man, you pick up Pretty Boy, Dirty Boy, wherever you buy music. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, @Maluma. Thanks for stopping in, man, and good luck.
Thank you, Mario. Thanks for your time. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
You got it, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.